Blog Talk Radio.
Probably have to roll, maybe a little bit later. We'll find out. But anyways, we got nobody tuned in. And, all right, check it out. I don't know if y'all can hear me well because, you know, I'm trying this thing out on Skype for the first time. I've never called into the show on Skype. So I figured it'd be interesting to try. But we decided to just keep going with shit, track up the track like we usually do. So here we go. Hey, P.E., wake up.
Never die.
Fuck you.
if I think that you don't like. So every night I grab that mic, I spit you just for spite. If I can push some buttons, what the fuck should I recite? Poems are meant to shed some light on all these hypocrites and sodomites. But I'm inside a ride and it's fine as though tonight. Cause I don't give a fuck, now shut the fuck up. Or I'll go straight punk through your whole block up. Wake up, wake up, motherfucker, wake up. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker, wake up. You're not punk rock, bitch, you're just a punk.
Baby's raw,
baby's fried,
baby's barbecued alive. the eyes.
Get away from here.
But you still have the chance. Go right now.
She's only out for sale, been around the corner with everybody else. when you dial your mail. On the prowl for the chips, attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind, every thought up in lies, get you locked up in jail. She thinks the other chicks are haters. She ain't a hoe, she just calls herself a player. The type that'll call you 9 months later, talking about it's a boy and she's sending in her papers. Any way to get paid, but she don't know what a real work day does. Only knows pumps and makeup, praying for the day that some rich guy takes her. She doesn't see she's in the wrong, flirting with her man's best friend when he's gone. Acting like she on a cell phone, walking around in just a white tee and a hot pink thong. She living life on her own, but she doesn't know that living trife is how she's known. I guess you never do if it's you, it's true. Some bitches just be too.
She's only out for self, been around the corner with everybody else. And she's a gold digger, she always trying to get you when you dial on your mail. On the prowl for the chips, attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind, every part of the lies, get you locked up in jail. She's only out for self, been around the corner with everybody else. And she's a gold digger, she always trying to get you when you dial on your mail. On the prowl for the chips, attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind, every part of the lies, get you locked up in jail.
At least two dozen shots were fired. The victims are two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old. This happened shortly after 2 a.m. as they were actually leaving the house, and at least one person opened fire on them. Police say this was a drive-by, but they're still trying to find out why these young men were targeted.
Like a sold out show, smoking on a blunt as I creep by slow, dumping on any punk, me and Blake don't know, with the pump have you walking with a stump for show, uncontrolled by the stump so we trump the rest, from the sound that we pound guess you found the best, drive by, so you could have what's left, shoot some birds out they nest cause I'm not impressed, I got my seat back pimping, Bud Light sipping, smoke in the air so the whole ride's tripping.
Whoop, whoop, we back. Angel, let me know if you can hear me perfectly well on the mic here. If not, I'm pushing back to my phone. But, yeah, let me know up in the chat. All right, y'all, up next. Next track up. Fear Factory, Archetype.
Yes!
And we're back. What, yo, what's going on, Buzzkill? Let me know if you can hear me clear. Because I've called in about here through Skype for the first time. So I have no idea how it sounds when I'm on Skype. So let me know what it sounds like. If it's clear, then I'll keep using it. If not, I'm going back to the phone. Clear-ish. So does that mean not too clear? Or... All right, so let's see here. By the way, Angel, I'm watching Pacific Rim. Actually, not that bad of a show or a movie. Now, let's see what the play next to you motherfuckers. Let's see. Man, I said we go a little buzzkill. Since he's tuned in. I say we go with, Fuck the Mainstream.
Hello, mister.
Hi.
I noticed you're a hipster. I'm a spit this flame. Watch this faggot's frame blister. Spit those whack raps. Your jaw, I wanna crack that. I'll break your fucking spine. True definition of snapback. Your style gets laughed at.
Hi.
Your face, I wanna stab that. Cut you into pieces and stuff you in your backpack. What's that? You like to drink in the clubs?
Yeah.
You like to do drugs?
Yeah.
You try to act thug?
Please.
My name clearly states I'm here to kill your buzz. And like my fans suggest, I'm gonna drink your blood. Not change my mind, cause I know I should. Not considered wrong, cause it's all out of love.
Yeah.
Love for the people we've reached with our music. Some call them weird, others call them lunatic. We call them families. If you're out there and you love this, help us kill all this weak fucks in abundance. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed, cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers air, without a single care and living here scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
Mainstream trends for a Mercedes and a Benz.
Yeah.
Thinking in these rappers like creme de la creme. All beats to lyrics. That's what I'm hearing and I'm wondering why none of these rappers are disappearing. But if that's what you want, then go ahead and have it. Keep the jeans, the glasses, and looking like a faggot. Keep all the riches, the cars and the bitches. While your fans keep me above you on their iPod list.
True.
Beats are dope, but lyrics should matter more. That shit that cuts deep and hits you right in the core. The crowd interaction got you begging for more.
Come
put
on.
Your fingers in the air and scream, fuck a core. I said put your fingers up and scream, fuck a core. Band, leave them up if you wanna see an exec in the morgue. I'll never be mainstream, my shit's to our core. So dance all you want, but I want a body on the floor. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream. If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream. Fuck the mainstream.
floor. Show you different realms as I open up different doors. Hold on to your oars, cause you're both sinking. Faces melting off cheeks when I'm speaking.
I'm still known for blood sipping. Don't matter type A or B, I ain't tripping. I got a curse like a curse in control. Till I'm carving off body parts of the heart from where it flow. I drop or consume you too. Forever doom you. Standing over the body as we drink of the voodoo. Living with the demons. Custom to eat whatever goes in the body after I cut them.
They underneath the mortuary pumping this shit. Hot boy. They build the pyramids while pumping this shit. Hot boy. Way up on the mountaintop they pumping this shit. Hot boy. When it comes to wicked bitch you know we the shit. Cause this is the
world. Little can be foretold of the future.
La, 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 dark la, la,
and is known with surety of its past.
We possess any room, leave it freezing cold. First you'll get a bloody nose, then your head will implode. We will stretch you, break your spine in five places. With tattooed bracelets and masks on painted faces.
Utterly demented, your orders have been submitted. On the minds of the servants of the serpent who ain't repented. You suffer the seventh kind, the plagues of undead. With the pentagram as a reminder printed on your head. Open like an entrance, no truth will ever suffice for any skeptic except a death sentence.
Venomous petals, we reablaze hell to think they have thrown. We didn't pick our spots in this shit, we're chosen. Now come on here, bitch, and feel this hot poison.
They underneath the mortuary pumping this shit. Hot boy, they build the pyramids while pumping this shit. Hot boy, way up on the mountaintop they pumping this shit. Hot boy, when it comes to wicked bitch you know we the shit.
Little can be foretold of the future.
Dark fucking moon.
And is known with surety of its past.
Place the blow from each demo high pro. Psycho who likes to leave most without a tone. Mostly in your home when you're thinking you're all alone. Apparate like a ghost to disappear with your soul.
I caught Lucifer and threw a hook through his mouth. Cut its belly open, cockroaches fell out. Thought I stomped them all. Joey, Paul, and Chris ain't no wicked shit like this.
They underneath the mortuary pumping this shit. Hot boy, they build the pyramids while pumping this shit. Hot boy, way up on the mountaintop they pumping this shit. Hot boy, when it comes to wicked bitch you know we the shit. Cause this is the
lips and tits. In a world where there's nothing you can't fix, with a scalpel and a surgeon. margin. A slice here, a cut there. Then out comes a brand new person. Change your breast size from a B to a double D. Change your nose like you change clothes. You know how that saying goes, love thyself and ask, even if it means I jeopardize my health. Botox, beautiful Cosmo told me, so I'ma nip tuck my way out of lonely. It's a dream, murdering your self-esteem. Sick concepts sold by a magazine. Who profit and only see the logic and dollar bills turning women into objects? Who decides what's suitable or beautiful for business? Vanity or sickness? I hope you weren't sleeping. I know it's late in the evening. I know it's been a long time since we last spoke. Approximately 9 months since I last wrote. Last I heard, you were losing hope, eating liquid food through an IV tube. Still trying to stay afloat, but it's hard when there's a hole in your boat. You keep sinking. A hospital bed means time for deep thinking. And it's amazing how one visit to the clinic can turn your life upside down in an instant. Never was it drugs or unprotected sex. The medics say genetics put that lump in your breast. And I know medicine could take away that lump in your chest. How come I only cry when it's under my breath? I love you to death, so take that pain. Put a new surrender.
Then we got Kimberly with us.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out what's up with this Skype stuff.
All you gotta do is hit where it says calling with Skype, and it calls you in with Skype.
Do what? Say that again.
All you gotta do is when you're on the site, there's a thing near the number. It gives you an option of either calling a number or calling with Skype. All you gotta do is click the Skype icon, and it'll call you with Skype.
Okay. And what is the purpose of this?
For those who don't, you know, have a phone, are you calling to the show with Skype?
Oh, okay. So go on the website, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
then.
What's your name? I'm going to look at track, but that's what the status. You know, these guys have definitely been good homies of ours for the long ass time. Shit, man, you know, the fact that you like that track, you just might like a few other tracks, like this one, Throwaway Kid.
Mm-hmm.
seven four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect, we are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons, we are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed Iraq. When Obama killed Osama, we refused to clap, cause America's a terrorist too, it's just a fact. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore, so fuck Snooki and a stylist, We are not commodities, we are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks, cause we are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be. In the Maryland Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised. We are not 50s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamorous glitz. Like Heidi from the hills in a plastic pit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The undisputable, misfit, lights out, brave by the pain. I was tamed at the White House. Clap with the invisibles, march with the phantom. Rise up with the throwaway anthem. Never really tried to, flyer than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland. Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance, sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. Inner city riots, burning down the tyrants, juggalos and misfits, tackling the giants.
And Kim's back with us. But yeah, Buzzman, like I said, I mean, you know, these guys are not jugglers themselves, but shit, man, you know, they got mad love, you know, for the Juggalo family, mainly because, like, mainly because of the family aspect, you know, how, like how we, you guys hold backs no matter what, like we stick by, of course, in like ICP, even though they're going mainstream. They're going soft. But nonetheless. And honestly, you know, it's been a pleasure and it's been a honor because of the fact, you know, we've had the pleasure of having Deathclub Assassin up on here twice for interviews. And, you know, and each time, you know, it's always been like, you know, like an honorable fucking experience for us just to have them no matter what. If you want, man, I can actually send you a link. I mean, shit, man, I believe the new their album Throwaway Kids should still be up for sale. I think it's $13 Canadian dollars. I don't know what the fuck that is in U.S. dollars because, you know, I ain't Canadian. But nonetheless.
Radio.
And we're just going to put her back on mute. And I say we go with a little Hell Yeah, Band of Brothers. And we are back. And yes, Kimberly, the only one that never gets muted is me, because of the fact I'm the host. And the host don't get, and the host doesn't get muted. Unless, you know, unless I mute myself, which is, you know, a very rare occasion. But yeah, Buzzman, Shipman, look, when Yez sets the from equipment, you know, just, you know, like, you know, just let him know, you know, I sent you his way. And like I said, you know, he's, you know, he's always down, you know, to work with different artists, newer artists. I don't know if he charges for collabs or not. Well, Bobby and Yez is, you know, both of them. But you know, but, you know, you can always ask him and shit like that. I don't know if you, see, I don't know if they got any shows in the U.S. coming up, but yeah, man, you know, you can definitely talk with him, see, like, you know, see if they got anything coming up in Maine, and possibly get, you know, possibly, you know, see if he'd be willing, you know, to let you get up on stage with him and shit, you know, and maybe like open for him or something like that. But, I see Kim's not really talking much. Apparently she has nothing.
I'm playing a game.
Huh?
I'm playing a game.
Yeah, that goes.
I'm playing GTA, yo.
You're playing what?
I'm playing GTA.
Oh yeah, horrible game.
It is a wonderful game. I'm doing Survivor right now.
So, how do you feel about John Cena going to lose the title?
John Cena is freaking awesome, you know. Like, he is never going to lose the title.
At Battleground, he's going to lose the title.
He's not going to lose.
He's not going to stand a chance. It's going to be 2-on-1. Well, technically 3-on-1.
Well, I don't think he's going to lose. He never loses.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he doesn't.
Fuck. Let's see. I believe it was WrestleMania. He lost to Bray Wyatt.
Well... He is sexy, okay? I think he is sexy, and I don't care if I have a chance with him or not. He is sexy.
He's ugly, and he's jacked up on steroids.
I don't care about that. I don't want him for his muscles or his steroid problem or whatever. I just think he's cute.
Like I said, he's gonna lose those titles at Battleground because... Because, like, you know, you got to put it to the factor.
We shall see.
Orton's not going to fight Kane, and Kane's not going to fight Orton.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you also got Roman Reigns to deal with. Another motherfucker who can't wrestle.
Yeah, that's true.
So... Yeah, he's going to lose. And at Battleground, they're going to have another fucking rematch, which is a rematch I'm going to be looking forward to.
Yeah.
Paige versus AJ Lee for the Divas title. And we got Angel called in. What's going on, Demon?
Not much. Y2J is back in the house.
I mean, come on. Like, even Angel's got to agree with me on this. I mean, like I said, you got to put in the factors that, you know, you're going to have Kane and Orton on the same team, and they're not going to fight each other for that title.
I don't care what y'all think. I'm just glad she won last line.
Cena sucks. I had a hell of a day today. When he got him 2 stones, I put a smile on my damn face.
When he got 2 stones, you had Kane beating the shit out of him. You know, I kind of miss holding my phone.
I'm not getting it right there because I can't get it. Y'all more closer than I am. Thank you very much.
Care?
Nada. I'm playing.
I know you're playing GTA. Con quien?
Mi amigo.
Mikey.
No.
Yeah, Mikey.
Hatchet Man.
Oh, I'll be back. Call back on my phone.
All of that. I'm playing Survival.
Yeah.
Buzzkill, that is funny.
And I am back.
You switch your system up?
I went back to my fucking phone. And Buzzkill, Buzzkill, these two are always speaking in tongues. You got a southern chick over there that, you know, speaks in fucking, what the fuck
Spanish.
Is she done? But, I don't know, I mean, you know, it's dope, you know, the whole thing from Skype, but man, the music sounds crackly as fuck. Sounds like, for me anyway, when it comes to my speakers, sounds much better on my phone.
I mean, it sounds pretty good on my computer, but, like, probably on my phone it's going to sound like crap. It sounds pretty good on my computer, though.
Well, that's probably because of the fact he's calling from a cell phone.
Do what?
I said, well, that's probably because of the fact he's calling from a cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me this ass. So what the heck? Why are you fucking... Here's Logic. Stop hating. The hell? Hey, I got to deal with... I hate dealing with these fucking idiots.
Well, it's your group. You're the one who deals with the idiots.
I bust my ass off, though.
Yeah. If I had asked a long time ago, I would have. That would save a big phone bill.
By the way, that bitch up in your group that's looking for a low, ugly as fuck.
Do what?
I said the chick that's apparently looking for a low up in JFC is a minor. She's a minor and she's ugly.
They just need to go to that Juggalo and Juggalette singles.
We got a JFC singles page.
That's what I just said, Angel.
Oh, send her there and away from us. So that way, you know, I ain't gonna look at her ugliness. That bitch is going to give me nightmares.
We got to pay for the miners, too, anyway. We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You really need to get rid of the miners out of there.
Next. Hear me out on this. We did that before. They started fighting with us. I'm about to say, what the hell? That's why I hit something that hit the freaking new gen. Hell. They value you for every little thing. Every little thing.
Oh, yeah.
They make a big... like you made that post about YOLO and Swag. I bet all Juggalo shit, I bet they went off on you. I bet.
They had like 2 people fucking... They had 2 or 3 people fucking say something. Everyone else fucking liked my status.
I saw that shit blow up.
But, dude, fucking people are quick to making fucking new pages. Fucking AJ Lee just came back tonight with this one title, and there's already a new fucking page just for her.
That ain't nothing new, especially if I'm wrestling. They make a pitch in a heartbeat, you let her fucking leave.
Yeah, right?
It's like, wow, talk about they believe in making a new page.
Damn it. Leave.
Sorry. Sheesh.
Angel needs to bow away.
Oh, I'm not letting you out of here. Okay. Hold on.
Because Bo Dallas sucks. He's a
he
whiny
does
little,
suck.
He's a
yeah,
whiny
I know
little
he sucks.
He's kind of like a bitch.
I know he sucks, but he's kind of good on the mic, though. Gotta give him that. But then again, look
no.
who's related to.
No. Bray Wyatt's better on the mic. Bo Dallas sucks at everything that he does.
I wish Jimmy Ackles kicked Bo Dallas' ass, though. I'd be happy to see that.
They just need to do something where it's, you know, they kill him for good.
No, they didn't do something to kill Cena for good. But that bitch, but that motherfucker doesn't die.
I will die if he dies.
Well, then I guess that means we have to kill fucking Cena.
We gotta go chicken hunting.
Hey, that's what I said. That don't work for him. You got this bitch up in all jugglers chat showing off her goddamn fucking stretch marks. Bitch, don't nobody want to see that.
That's about to say all jugglers. Damn, this I guess. Oh yeah, I saw that picture about to say.
Bitch, nobody wants to see your stretch marks. Go the fuck away with that shit.
Who did that?
I don't know, some dumbass up in all jugglers chat. Like, seriously, nobody wants to see your stretch marks, bitch.
Yo, Hap, I got a question. Which group is more crazy, your mimes or all jugglers chat?
Man, all jugglers chat. You got all those damn fucking miners and dumbass fucking emo jugglers coming up in there. You got bitches fucking showing pictures of their stretch marks. Ugly ass bitches up in there.
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my eye burns. I'm adding it out.
Why the fuck does your eye burn?
I thought that picture, we're all talking about the same picture.
Yeah. See, that bitch is, that, nobody needs to see that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. If that shit was in my pitch, they go, they would troll her ass, literally.
Yeah, they probably would. Mike, what the fuck? That entire group's retarded.
Speaking of that, I need to make a new group sooner or later. Speaking of groups.
Oh, yeah, I'm following JFC on Twitter, too, by the way.
Same.
Huh?
I'm on Twitter, too. I follow both.
Yeah, I'm
I do,
and
too.
I do not, cause fuck Twitter.
I'm barely on it. I feel you. I'm barely on it anyway. I only go on every now and then.
And I have a Twitter, and I don't use it. It looks stupid.
Well, you should follow JFC.
I ain't following shit up on there. What they need to do is bring back the old fucking MySpace.
I know, right? MySpace was
no
shit.
But too bad time went of the white flag, remember that?
So that way, JR can have more listeners than we used to.
I think I still have a MySpace too.
I still got mine. I just forgot the fucking account.
And I had three fucking MySpaces up on back on MySpace. I had a personal page. He had a page for Juggalo Rider Radio, and he had a page for the Street Team. And of course, I was also in charge of, let's see, Hightown Records Street Team page. Lovely Lady Juggalos. Yeah.
You brought those pages to Facebook with you? Or you already left them all on MySpace?
Well, Hightown Records wasn't mine because, you know, that belonged to the label that I was helping promote. Lovely Lady Juggalos kind of died out when, you know, Kissa decided to go to the mainstream side. And, of course, you know, we still got the Juggalo Rider Radio like page. Group page, you got a Street Team page for Juggalo Rider Radio up on as a group as well. Ghetto G made a page for Juggalo Rider Radio, which is called Juggalo Rider Radio's Twisted Paradise.
I seen it. I know which one you're talking about. I seen it.
Yeah, so CRG has a shitload of fucking pages up on Facebook. But I miss MySpace because at least with MySpace, well, people couldn't like the shit. They had, you know, they literally had to click on the link and tune in. So they had that for no choice but to tune in.
Sure, MySpace was good, especially with those playlists. I used to blow my shit up in the morning.
Oh yeah, by the way, apparently Buzzkill wants somebody to follow him on Twitter. I'm sorry, Buzzkill, but I would not be following you on Twitter.
Okay.
But,
we are
Angel,
on
but Angel here will, because, you know, he likes to follow everything on Twitter.
Nah. Look on the website, look for Juggalo Family Chat on Twitter. Go to the site on JFC, search it up. It's at the bottom link, all the way at the bottom, and look for the Twitter page. We're on Twitter.
Wouldn't it be easier if you just followed him, Buzzkill207? Wouldn't that be easier than confusing him?
Tell him to inbox me. I ain't too hard to find.
What I want to know is my microphone plugged too? Because, like, I don't hear nobody talking.
Yo, Buzzkill, listening, go to inbox me.
Yeah, Buzzkill, inbox him. And something about her mic. Yes, we hear you. But I seriously think that someone needs to hack into Twitter and just shut it all down for good.
Yeah, look what happened to the Boondocks.
Man, that was Boondocks' old homie that did that shit to him.
Yeah, but nobody's ever going to shut down Twitter or anything like that either.
Man, somebody's going to do it sooner or later.
Thanks for that, Buzz.
Because Twitter just sucks. Just like Tina.
Oh, no.
But let me see. We should play a track. I say we go with Potluck. To half the, well, most of the Let's Up and All Juggalos chat, this track is for you. You ain't that fine.
Yeah. motherfuckers.
Yo, hey.
I don't mean to be mean, believe me, and leave me alone. No, you can't have my email, my cell, or my home phone. Inhale the homegrown, watching how these hoes roam. If you got the riches, then you making these little bitches moan. Girls walking around, talking about a free ride. You think you getting a ring in a car and you gon' be fine? And if the flirting ain't working, the feeling's hurt for certain. They're getting paid, paid, and then these dudes be skirting. Lose-lose situation, they patiently dating. Legs spread apart, faking, waiting for this penetration. They're getting fucked to death, they're getting fucked and left. They still be thinking that they cool, but no, I'm not impressed. New breasts and attitudes have arrived. You choose to tell lies and still fool with hella guys. You's a wannabe, acting ornery. Think you onto me, but you gotta be blind. Bitch, you ain't that fine. You a groupie for the green, wanna be on my team.
You ain't that fine.
Why even come to the club if you ain't showing no love?
You ain't that fine.
Just cause your friends look good don't mean you look good.
You ain't that fine.
Girl, you look like a nickel, but you think you a dime.
You ain't that fine.
Man, I hate her stuck up, conceited ass broad. Thinking she fine, but she the opposite of shy. You little yacht, I know you're tight. With your fake hair and nails and your boobies don't look right. You out here trying every night. Trying to find a rescue Ronnie to hook your ass up right. Bitch, you got your ease mixed up. Who the fuck you think you foolin'? You think I am a sucker, but ho, I slap you with my pimp cut. And bet not am motherfucker getting away or else he gon' get fucked up. I see you still playing that old finger fuck. But I'm a grown motherfucking man and I roast your ass like a duck. I'm down with the potluck.
The potluck.
The 707 Humboldt County. You reek or what? We smoking big and drinking Rossi rhyme. You look good, but you're ugly inside. You ain't that fine.
You a groupie for the green, wanna be on my team.
You ain't that fine.
Why even jump to the club if you ain't showing no love?
You ain't that fine.
Just cause your friends look good don't mean you look good.
You ain't that fine.
Girl, you look like a nickel, but you think you a dime.
You ain't that fine.
It's like a funny little game, more change, stay the same. I say, honey, what's your name? She say,
not a damn thing.
Girl, I hate to brush a bubble and don't want to cause no trouble, but
you ain't that fine.
And I've been hollering for years, got a belly full of beers, quick to tell them how it feels, turn their tossing into tears.
Oh, hell no.
Cover up your toes, put a bra on top of those. Just because I'm rocking shows doesn't mean I talk to hoes. You think you're fine, you're not hot. Wanna be a top notch. Bosco made the beat and I can tell him with the talk box. Walking, switching your hips, talking, sucking your lips. You think you got a gift with silicone tips? Why you wanna talk smack, acting like you all that?
Cause you ain't that fine.
So if you're ranking less than 7, better take this as a lesson. You a broken slingshot, using sex as a weapon.
You a groupie for the green, wanna be on my team.
You ain't that fine.
Why even jump to the club if you ain't showing no love?
You ain't that fine.
Just cause your friends look good don't mean you look good.
You ain't that fine.
Girl, you look like a nickel, but you think you a dime.
You ain't that fine.
You ain't that fine.
Now we ain't talking about all you girls out there.
No, no, no. We are talking about most of y'all, though.
You know, the ones where the attitude is a little bit higher than they look.
Sure, for sure. That's just walking around, nose up in the air. Like, ooh, I'm tight.
I got a letter for him.
Hell no.
Say it in Spanish for him.
No.
We gotta tell him, you know, belly all hanging out. I got enough belly for myself.
You know? And then still walking around like they're tight. Batting their eyelashes. Swinging their hips, licking their lips. No, bitch.
Sorry.
You ain't that fine.
You're actually ugly.
And we're back.
And we're not back.
Man, I forgot how many shitty ass horror movies they have on Netflix.
Wait, what?
I said, I almost forgot how many shitty horror movies they have on Netflix.
Oh.
So many horrible movies. Okay, they got one decent movie, The Fly 2. The Ray Room was pretty good. When they probably could have gotten somebody better than John Cusack to play that shit, though. No Way and Tale of Terror sounds gay as all hell.
Oh.
Let's see. 100 below zero. Sounds stupid. I was dumb. Was retarded. Fuck no. Fuck that. No.
Are you saying jailbait? Jailbait? No. Hell no.
Yep. Jailbait looks absolutely stupid. And that's what most of the fucking what's up and all emos chat is.
What, are you on all
jugglers
chat or something?
That's what I called. That's what I said, all emos chat.
Oh.
Universal Soldier, A Day of Reckoning. I was absolutely retarded. Fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme should just retire. Hey, look, they got a movie with Seth Green in it. Looks stupid. Steak land. World of the Dead, The Zombie Diaries 2. Thor. Look, Abraham Lincoln versus zombies. Absolutely gay. Abraham Lincoln doesn't need any movies. He was a terrible president. What the fuck happened to Angel? Angel died.
Oh, that's because I don't hear him and I don't see him in here.
I said he died. Mutant Girl Squad sounds absolutely retarded. Scrubs, a horrible fucking TV show. Scrubs is absolutely pathetic for a TV show. I like the demons back.
Where'd you go?
I told you he died.
I got myself some chocolate milk.
The fuck?
Wow. That really? Is a crazy picture.
He left just to go make himself some chocolate milk. Wow.
Thomas the Choo Choo Train on meth.
Yeah, he just might be.
Hell no.
Well, if you had to leave just to go make yourself some fucking chocolate milk.
He didn't bring me none? That's fucked up.
Hey, I drank it from the gallon.
So you could have poured me a cup.
There's only like a little bit left. I'll just put the stuff in there, the liquid in there, for the chocolate, bam, mix it up, ready to go.
God damn it, there's no good movies on Netflix.
Hey,
the family.
So, proud of me.
So, do you like to have it, what you give Pacific Rim then? You liked it or you didn't like it?
The action was good, but the sappy fucking bullshit that was going on in it was absolutely retarded and not necessary. Like, they really need to... If you're going to make an action movie, make it that way. It's action all the way through. No sappy shit. No boring parts.
I mean, let's talk more action.
Exactly.
I don't blame it. Long as they don't put no Godzilla in there.
Man, they made a bad mistake fucking making a remake of fucking Godzilla. Again.
The old remake of Godzilla again. Oh, those are the two mains.
But that's the thing. They could have left the original Godzilla alone and no remakes. Just like fucking RoboCop. you know, that should have been left alone. You need to make a fucking remake. The remake of Overcut was stupid as all fuck.
I thought it was stupid.
It looks stupid. I refuse to watch it.
Yeah, I didn't even get through the middle of the movie. Like, as soon as I seen it or whatever, I just turned it off because it was, like, really stupid.
I was trying to see it on the internet. Well, freaking, they had a Chinese subtitles.
Buzzkill, actually, Godzilla is a remake. Because you had the Godzilla 2000 bullshit, you had this one.
And the one, when he was in New York, don't forget about that remake.
Yeah, Godzilla 2000. That's that one.
They made three remakes. Godzilla 2000, the other remake, and this one.
They still should have left it alone. I mean, come on, the original Godzilla from 1954 was fucking amazing.
No shit. And that's talking back in the day, no shit.
Oh.
At least I would like to see Godzilla vs. King Kong.
They did that already, genius.
I know, I'm talking about make a remake of that bitch.
No! No more remakes! Seriously, they made a remake of Friday the 13th. Completely screwed that shit up. Made a remake of fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. Completely ruined that. Decided to make a remake of fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Transformers.
Well, technically Transformers wasn't a remake because they didn't really have any live action movies of it. There again, Predator. And even though I can't stand fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, they should leave that alone. The original Predator was fucking amazing. They need to stop these damn remakes. I mean, the only decent remake they've ever done would be Halloween and The Hills Have Eyes.
How about Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. No. Fuck no.
You didn't like any of these current remakes of Massacre or nah?
Do you not hear me saying no, fuck
okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre was fucking amazing. It was brilliant because of the fact, it was something that was different from all the other slash movies, of its time. But to fucking remake it like they did and make it so fucking... No, it shouldn't have touched it.
Maybe Hollywood is running out of ideas.
Well, that's kind of a given with all the goddamn fucking Paranormal Activity
remakes
that they have running around out there. Actually, funny thing about that, Buzzkill, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is actually based on true events.
On true events.
But they made Leatherface look absolutely stupid in these, what the fuck were they thinking? Like I said, the only decent fucking remakes would be Halloween and The Hills Have Eyes. Because with The Hills Have Eyes, they actually had one of the original characters from the original. The original Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes was a really good movie.
Which original dude? The big tall dude?
Yep. He was a part of the original Wes Craven Hills Have Eyes.
I've seen it. It's been a minute. I haven't seen that movie, but now I know what you're talking about. He's the same one that's in The Devil's Rejects, right? I know what you're talking about.
That would be correct.
I know what you're talking about. He is tall as hell, but a good actor.
Exactly. Yo, that dude's been in so many fucking movies. And it was a good, like, it was great that they, you know, they decided to bring him back into it. Because, of, like, you know, at least that way, you know, even though they recreated it, they, you know, they still kept, you know, someone who was original to that fucking, to it in. I mean, shit, for fuck's sake. Fucking, and this is my opinion. If they were going to do a remake of Friday the 13th, they should have kept Kane Hodder on as Jason. Because of the simple fact, Kane Hodder has been Jason, as the stuntman of Jason, for fucking 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and then became the original person behind the mask of Jason for the rest of the fucking, for the rest of the series. When they remade it and did not have fucking Kane Hodder in that shit, it killed it. Same thing goes for fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. All the originals was Robert Englund. They, you know, without him behind fucking being Freddy Krueger, it kills the fucking movie. It ruins it. Now,
yeah,
that's
what they did with Hellraiser.
Well, the new Halloween, that was different. I mean, considering the fact, you know, don't we really ever saw, you know, the face of... Exactly, Busco, exactly. Hellraiser. You know, they keep doing so many, you know, they keep trying to remake it and add more sequels to it. But without the original character, without the original people that were in the very first original Hellraisers, it's not the same. And, you know,
and
like
Hellraiser's a hell of a good series, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But, there again, they should have left it.
I don't know how it was with the original guy. I don't know
what the fuck they were thinking with that.
By the way, yo, Buzzkill, I'm following you on Twitter.
Yeah, he's following you on Twitter. I'm not.
Same thing to you. I'm following your Kim. Same thing to you. I'm following you, so to speak.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah,
stalker.
Kim, he's stalking you.
Whatever.
Damn.
I know you dig it.
Hush.
But, you know, but back to my whole thing of the Teenage Mutant Turtles remake. The Teenage Mutant,
like,
okay,
aliens.
They look like aliens. And let's see, it's not the original people who were a part of the very first movie. I mean, you know, if you're going to do a remake, first of all,
do it right.
No. Here's my thing. If you do a remake of that, first of all, don't let Michael Bay do it. First and important, don't let Michael Bay do it. Second of all, make them look like turtles, not fucking aliens. Fucking third of all, have, you know, the original people that were in the costumes for the Turtles, like the first original Turtles movies, in it. Not these new motherfuckers. It just completely ruined the fucking shit.
You think they still got those costumes still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're still in good condition. I wonder.
Man, they've got to be.
Then again, who owns the Cinnabon? Of course, then. If Cinnabon owns, they got them in good condition.
No, I'm not as excited anymore.
Let's find out who did the original movies.
And what they're doing, they're making a remake of Power Rangers.
Yep. That's gonna be very weird because of the fact that, you know, it's not gonna be, again, it's not gonna be the original cast.
I hope they book the original cast. I'm praying they do.
It's not going to be the original cast because it was already stated in an interview during one of the Comic Cons by Austin himself that it's not going to be the original because of that. None of them got the call to be a part of this.
That's going to fucking suck. Seriously. I got mad respect for Tommy, though.
At the most, you will be seeing Tommy back. Well, that too, Buzzkill, that too. You know, they can't do it as well because of the original Yellow Ranger is dead.
Well, they can use Kimberly. Not Yellow Ranger, the black chick. I forgot her name.
I was about to say, what are you talking about me?
The original Yellow Ranger, Trini, died a couple years ago. A couple years ago.
Not around Ten Force.
Huh?
Around when they were showing Time Force, that's when she died.
Exactly. So, how the fuck are you going to have original Power Rangers without, if one, the original Yellow Ranger is dead, two, you're not even going to bother having them in. Well, technically, Buzzkill, they can because of the fact, you know, in the second season of the original Power Rangers, they actually had, you know, a different chick as the Yellow Ranger. So they can still technically do and pull it off with it if they have Karen, but it wouldn't be the same. But there again, I think if they had the black chick as the Yellow Ranger, it won't be as racist as the Yellow Rangers were. Yellow G, would you agree?
Oh, stop being racist.
I'm just saying, man, you know, now that they don't have an Asian chick to play the Yellow Ranger, it's not as racist.
Seriously, this fucking conversation again.
We're talking about, you know.
I know, Time is going to be calling back on Maximum Overdrive sooner or later, supposedly.
Of course it's you two talking about it. I swear I could leave for a year and come back and this conversation would still be going on.
No, Gil. What we were really talking about.
Not Operation Overdrive. He's coming back in Megaforce.
God damn it, I'm going to slap the shit out of you if you don't quit fucking cutting me off.
Sorry.
Damn!
Ooh, he's in trouble.
And she should be next.
She's even here. How about that?
Yeah. And guess what? And then after I'm done slapping him, she'll be next.
No.
Damn.
No.
Why don't you just smack him hard enough that she feels it?
No!
That could definitely work out.
Because I'm going to slap back.
Come on, do you really want to slap Havoc back? Havoc will enjoy that way too much.
I'm going to punch somebody.
But no, Gil, what we were originally talking about was about, you know, how they keep doing all these fucking shitty-ass remakes of movies. How they keep doing all these stupid sequels that we don't need.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just so happens, you know, one of the remakes that we were talking about is a remake for the Power Rangers movie. I mean, you can't exactly do it if, you know, let's see. First of all, they don't want the original cast. The original Yellow Ranger, Trini, is dead.
Like, literally dead?
Yeah,
literally dead around when they were showing Time Force. She died around that time.
Yep, 2001. Died in a car accident.
The Power Rangers should have died after the first season.
Yeah, but somehow...
But they keep on coming back.
Yeah, miraculously, they keep bringing them back.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, Jason David Frank, he's only the old people. It's not like he's a new person coming out all the time.
Yeah. Well, let's see, you know, they don't want You know, they don't want Austin St. John in there. They don't want Amy Jo Johnson in it. They don't want David Yoff. They don't want fucking Walter Jones.
Well, they don't want any of them people, man. Why don't they, like, hire some of them cosplayers?
Seriously, somebody's freaking cut their stuff in all juggles shit? Wow.
What?
Somebody cut their wrist.
Fucking idiots. Kick them out.
What? It's not juggalo shit. That's not my group. That's all juggalos.
I'm going to comment.
Kick them out anyway.
What happened? What was it on all juggalos chat or JSC?
All juggalos chat.
Are you serious?
Don't you know
I'm
that's
serious,
the emo
group? Yeah.
God damn it.
Huh, I'm about to cuss their motherfucking ass out. That's stupid.
Hey, it's not my page, so...
Let's swear at the person
that
cut their wrist, man. Next thing, that person's going to be dead, and it's going to be your fault.
Really?
By the way, that's not even real blood.
Ketchup!
Man, nah. it's more like fucking hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
Damn it.
Nah, that's real, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, well, then it's just a fucking paper cut, then.
Yeah, they're already calling James in for the drama. Shit, that shit was on my phone. I said, take that shit down in the heartbeat.
Wait. Now, this is fucking perfect. This dude named, this person named, DJNA Pops, puts up a memory of Pikachu saying, like, I give a fuck.
Well, we're supposed to care that these people are cutting themselves, but nobody cares.
You only got 2 likes, I'm out.
You know what, if you want to go be emo and cut yourself, feel free, go do it.
Can't you do it in the privacy of your own home?
And he did.
What happened to those days? If you want to do some fucked up shit, you keep it to yourself.
And what did the naughty one say? Is life that hard? Really? Really? Really?
Oh, now how old is this person? Like 12, right?
Probably.
She ain't no 12 years old.
Man, I'm not looking at it.
That's definitely not even real. It's definitely fucking hot sauce.
Today is a crying day. I'm looking at it.
Now Havoc would definitely know hot sauce.
Yeah, that's definitely not real.
Look, he's like, tonight's gonna be a cry. He posted that an hour ago.
Yeah, an hour ago. Today's a crying day. Fucking, you know, get the fuck out of this shit.
Well, then go Amanda Todd yourself, for fuck's sake. I don't care.
Yeah.
Here, I'll buy you the bleach. Get over it, goddamn.
There you go. Get OG, we'll provide you the bleach. Me?
Yeah,
I
don't give a fuck.
I will provide you with a plastic bag, so after you drink the bleach, you know, just put the bag over your head and die peacefully.
Man, you ain't even gonna do that, man. It will work your way through your system and you'll just fucking die. Like, what do you need to pay for? Well, at least this person didn't make a YouTube video, I guess. I have all my fingers, and knife go chop, whatever the fuck I like this
one. Knife game, that's a fucking perfect song right there.
But, all right, y'all, I'm going to hit y'all up later, tomorrow. Y'all doing a show tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeehaw. Yeah, yo, be back here tomorrow, bro.
I will, bro.
Ha, 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 ha. Really? Piss break?
Wow, really? Come on now.
Oh, you know.
Amen, I've hit this toilet.
Well, you know.
All right.
We had to see you at the proper way.
Yeah. Piss on you. Goodbye.
Well,
womp womp.
Clomp clomp.
Here.
The hell was that?
What was what there, get up?
Whatever the hell you just did.
Oh, no, I just said, I'm here.
That's funny as hell, though. They had to tell you about it as soon as you got there, though.
Yeah, right? Well, no, the funny thing is, I was already there. Like, I was literally outside fucking...
Well, I mean, when they saw you.
And the fact that they couldn't even figure out it was me? Really?
I guess they don't know you.
I guess not. Oh man, but that was definitely the best fucking best train call to ever do.
Yeah, that was like when The Miz came out. I was very disappointed.
Yeah. And then when fucking Chris Jericho came out, it was even more disappointing.
But see, Jericho came out and he shut that boring shit up. So that was good.
Yeah.
And then the Wyatt showed up. Boom. You fucking did it.
Oh, man.
They broke the walls down.
Yeah,
the best
much.
Part of the night when he... When Cena got the tombstone, that's the best part of the night. Mine is AJ.
AJ, man. AJ got real dark.
Hell yeah.
So what's next? CM Punk's going to return and he's going to automatically be champion.
And I hope not.
Although, as soon as I saw they brought AJ out, I was like, man, the same thing's going to fucking happen right here.
Yeah, right?
And sure enough, boom, there it was. But really, no, a small package? Really? What is the deal with the small package nonsense?
I don't know.
Everybody loses to it.
Hell yeah.
But really, so, good kick out.
Who do you think is going to win? Randy Orton or Randy Orton?
Kane.
And we both know that's not going to happen.
He's going to turn on the authority.
I mean, it'd be great if he does that. That'd be fucking awesome.
And then he's going to bring his old mask back.
Yeah, and stop looking like fucking Fruit Roll-Up.
Like, it, man, after Cena won that pay-per-view and then they brought this thing on, started Raw, and then put him on the cover of the fucking game, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, right.
Why don't we just give him everything?
Yeah.
Give him fucking everything.
Yeah. And while you're at it, give him a new title. So that way, they ain't got to keep fucking walking on two damn titles around the fucking
Triple
shit.
H. Where the fuck's that new belt at?
Because it's getting fucking stupid as all hell.
Fuck you. Fuck. 5 months later, we still ain't got a new belt.
Yeah. The two title.
Fucking AJ ran off, got married, came back, won the title again, and we still ain't got a new title.
Chill, homie. Chill.
That was funny as hell, though.
John Cena
tried to talk all black and shit, and then Triple H just made fun of him. It's awesome.
Wait, you know what? I got a track for this.
Oh, no.
Here we go with Outland Camp. We don't pronounce our R's.
No, of course.
Yada boy. New England. East Coast Sis Movement. What the fuck is up? Yada. 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 Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find you women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Who is this track that's big P crack from the Outland Camp? Back on that shit, super retarded, doo-doo dumb. I'ma show y'all just where I'm from. Massachusetts, right by the ocean, do our own thing. Spit slow motion, drink that potion, pour it up. Jolly Rancher's purple tuck. Seat laid back with a window crack and I lean off in my ride. I turn the volume up and then I open the door and then I hop up off the side. I can't lie, I go ride the whip. Up and down the strip as you feelin' that shit. Go fucking crazy, shaking, dressing,
every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find you women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
I roll up for the party, stinking like tequila. One thing on my cranium is leaving with Senorita Bonita Latina Chica. I need you for the weekend. Got 2 10 packs of kids and your friends know what it is. And you know they're invited too, cause once I'm on two, there's no telling what we gonna do. Let's start in the pool, oh, and then move into the study. Your girl shit ass ugly, have her sit back and study.
I'm on everyone on one space, run up, run up, up, 20 on the clock, back then the dust gets straight down the best one.
Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Ghost riding the whip in winter conditions. Candy flipping, canary yellow paint dripping.
Drip down.
Big jackets and gloves, though. Relaxing on 24s, I'm working on second dome. We rolling up to the party. Hoes be getting a little bit rowdy, showing off their bodies. Know they can find me in that rag top. But whenever that sun be coming around, I'm steadily hitting switches. So we rolling rag down. You like how that sounds? The way that we running everything from the 6 to downtown. Got white butterflies in the orange kangaroo. Sun, green Superman's nearly anything to choose from. Listen up, I do dumb. Mighty dang, flavors like that icy man. I ain't playing, y'all. I said, understand, playing the game. I'm too dumb, hypey dang. Flavors like that actually main. I ain't playing, y'all. I said, understand, playing the game. Every way y'all live is like a party.
Put your mother in the face, Jackie, you punk ass white boy. Come here and tell me that if I fuck you in your ass, you punk. You faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your ass on the lobby, bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and tell me my face, I fuck you ass for everybody. Bitch, come on you bitch, you scared coward, you got man enough to fuck with me, you can't last 2 minutes in my world bitch, look at you scared now you hoe, scared like a little white pussy, scared of the real man, I'll fuck you till you love me faggot.
And then next thing you know, you see Triple H handing John Cena some great Hawaiian punch. And and some cornbread and some fried chicken.
Wow.
Nigga, that's what, nigga, that's what I have for dinner.
Somebody called it corn fed colossus.
What did he just say?
The cornbread colossus.
Cornbread colossus. Yeah. No. That just sounds retarded. But be quiet, yo. It would have been funny if yo.
Did he just say yo?
Yes, yo.
Did he just end a sentence with yo? That girl has affected him.
Affected him with the yo virus.
No, but think about yo. It would have been funny.
Anyway, go ahead.
But no, but anyway, it would be funny, you know, the fact, you know, Cena wanted to try acting black. If, you know, if Triple H, you know, just gave him, like, you know, like some fucking Great Hawaiian Punch. And some cornbread and some fried chicken. Yo. You know, it's funny how you got some up in JFC complaining about. So y'all posting statuses in here about gathering juggalos to kick someone's ass, slash someone's tires, kill someone you hate, but you get mad when they say juggalos are a gang. And people are liking these statuses. No whoops for you, but yet your name is terrorist.
Yep, by one of my mittens.
Really? Really?
Yeah, really.
Desert terrorist?
That's a desert. He's,
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna get some more shit. I think Ghetto G died.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, he died. With some Great Hawaiian Punch.
Well, you relax. Drink something else.
And it's a Monday night and there's nothing good on. Fuck.
Now tell me about it. I want to watch some Boondocks. I didn't watch the damn Boondocks.
That depends. Which Boondocks? Boondock Saints or the cartoon?
Cartoon.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Because they had Charlie Denoy on.
The fuck's on?
Powder.
Damn it, Big E, stop sniffing your cocaine.
No, the movie Powder. Jackass.
But yeah, remember, you see that though? Even with all that cocaine that he's fucking sniffing, he still couldn't beat fucking Rusev.
Three ain't enough, man. I need five.
Well, I hope you're ready, Gil, because they're gonna probably have a third match with him versus Rusev again.
Man, get out of here, man. What are you talking about? Jack Swagger is gonna be the next match.
Exactly. I think I'm about to be turning into a face. I'm about freaking time. They don't change it back to a heel.
Does it even really matter what he is? He still sucks, but, like, if somebody could shut Rusev up, man, that'd be fine. But I don't care. So how about I got the alien to like my comment?
Which one? Oh, must be talking about Lil V.
Yeah.
Damn.
Everybody was commenting on her photo that she was talking about her booty and all that. And I said that booty is out of this world, wink.
Really?
My alien references. See that? What, it got 3 likes? It was just appropriate because I was scrolling through the news feed, I saw it, and, you know, I was like, bam, I got a comment. See that? I achieved a like from the mothership.
And after you know, she's going to beam you up and probe you.
As weird as that is, I think I may be all right with that. Just as long as no giant satellite dishes are coming out of my ass or anything.
that's exactly what she's going to put.
Looking like Cartman and shit.
Oh, bud.
Well, don't everybody talk at once.
Oh, man, I'm busy babysitting.
You're what?
I don't trust a child ever.
Is this what the whole show has been? Quiet?
Yeah. And then, of course, you got someone up in Angela's group who's actually dumb enough to fucking post those ones and says, who is brave enough to post your boobs below?
Oh,
right?
Where the hell is that dude that was bitching about that earlier?
Yeah, right?
Jugglers post things and they get no love, but then girls post things with their boobs on, blah, 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 and everybody loves it.
Yeah, dude.
And then I told him simply, welcome to the internet.
Oh, damn. Yeah, plus, everyone loves boobs.
TNA, TNA.
And then I told him he's fighting a losing battle, and he didn't care.
Okay, that one dude that posted that shit up in JFC, you got a comment from someone saying, you're dumb. Straight up dumb.
Who's dumb?
Vernon Taz Andrew, the dude who posted, who was brave enough, post your boobs below. The only comment he got was, you're dumb. Straight up dumb.
Now, the last time I saw a post like that, it was me and Dave and the other group talking about wrestling. And it was supposed to be people posting boobs.
But I should tag Gil G in this post.
No, I don't want to be in the post. I don't want to be smothered by fat chicks.
Well, some dude named Alex Zent asking, where's all the PA Lowe's and Lips at, or Tech Nine fans?
No, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to talk to that person.
Why not?
I'll probably have to kill that person.
And you probably will.
I don't know, man. People that I meet in person, man, they always talk all strange and shit.
Yeah, like Angel.
I've never met Angel.
But he still talks strange even on the phone. So just imagine how that would be in person.
Well, that's true. Then then he would see me walking away because I didn't care.
I'd be like, why are you running, you bastard?
Yeah, I'd be like, where the hell is this nigga going?
Oh,
fade into the darkness.
Yeah, but the Wyatt.
Then that thing from Mortal Kombat pops up. Like, you played that new Mortal Kombat game, right? Like, every time you're going through the cemetery thing and shit, and then that random ass dead body thing or whatever the fuck pops up on the screen. Like, every time, whoa, what the hell? Yeah, dude, I was going blind looking through that whole fucking thing, trying to unlock everything. I was like, there's one thing left. Where the fuck is he?
I'm surprised you actually did it.
I found all of it, though. Unlocked everything, but I was going blind staring at the screen.
I believe it.
Because it all looks the same. You just stared and stared.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice dress.
Thanks.
Oh, fuck. Nice dress. The fuck? Homo.
No, on the JFC.
Why is there a dress in the JFC?
Yeah, right.
The cosplay player.
Who?
See that? Jelana Templefuck, and that's her name.
John Templefuck.
What the fuck? Why is John Templefuck in there?
Jelana Templin.
Alibaba.
Sheila Templin.
You mean Shyla, dumbass, not Sheila. Shyla.
Yeah.
Oh,
as
yeah.
In,
so does everybody love her yet? Havoc, does everybody love her yet?
Oh, I'm guessing Angel doesn't because, you know, he doesn't know how to pronounce her fucking name.
Because she stopped the campaigning now. Does everybody love her?
Probably.
It's funny to tell she posts something that she's just yelling at people. Yeah, those people might get added. I am better than you. You will never get added. My personal favorite, whenever she asked for somebody to draw her a logo thing, and then somebody drew this thing that was absolutely shit.
Oh, man. Oh, look, there's 8 Mile. I don't want to see it because I've seen it too many damn times.
Speaking of 8 Mile, that black guy that was in that movie that was supposed to be friends with Eminem, then he fucked his girl.
Yep.
That dude, how about he's like a lead vampire now on True Blood?
Let me guess. He's fucking other people's chicks doing that, right?
Well, more like eating them. Literally.
I blame Ghetto.
For him eating people?
No, because you mentioned True Blood. All of a sudden, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, came on.
No, fuck that shit.
I'm thinking about that actually is a good movie.
Did he really
no,
say that?
No, fuck! Leave! No, leave!
Do you also like World War Z?
Yeah.
Do you even know what the hell it is?
I'm into zombies.
Damn, man, he likes that movie, too.
Should have making a remake of that, too.
No.
No. Fuck that. Dude, wait. Take
my pay, they should book George A. Romero, though.
Wait. Did you say they're making a remake of World War Z? Didn't that just come out?
Yeah.
Came out a few years ago.
Why the fuck didn't they make a remake of it again? Of it, period. It just came out a couple years ago.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's no Lingo's
exactly.
fault.
Exactly.
I didn't like that movie, and I don't like Abraham Lincoln, nor do I think he should be hunting vampires.
They made so many things they got him. They made so many movies about him. They got him hunting zombies, too.
You want to try that in English?
He's hunting zombies.
No wonder, man. One of them vampires made him frill to black people. See that shit? No wonder you're making these vampire movies. But you see the real truth on what happened for all of them to be freed.
Yeah, right.
Vampire glamored them. Son of a bitch.
Now here's a good movie. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Nah, that's a good movie.
Well, duh, it's got Sean Connery on it, motherfucker.
Tell Havoc to watch a movie with Mark Wahlberg in it.
Fuck you. Will never happen.
Watch Four Brothers.
You seen Ultra Violet? You ever saw Ultra Violet?
No.
How
depends,
about the Fifth Element?
About the what?
The Fifth Element.
Will you stop cutting him off? God damn it, I can't hear him. Now what?
The Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element. I know the name, and I don't think I've ever watched it.
That's like Bruce Willis in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, Bruce Willis and that girl that plays Alice in Resident Evil.
Mila Jovovich.
You mean Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
Same chick that was in Ultraviolet, I think. Or maybe, I don't think it was somebody else that was in Ultraviolet. Ultraviolet was good. I swear, if you say they're going to make a remake of it, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
Thank God I have not. Thank God.
I'm waiting for it.
They don't need a remake of that either.
Or how about Lost in Space?
No. That shit was just weak. No.
How about, no?
The original Lost in Space, that was good. But when they decided to do this shit, no.
Why don't we make another Armageddon movie, too, while we're at it?
Yeah, we don't need another one of those either.
How about Xena?
What the fuck?
You mean the show or the fucking... Yes, the show was good. I don't think they ever made a movie of it, though.
They're making one with Hercules with Joanne.
Yeah. Havoc's excited about that movie, actually.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, come on. Why the fuck did all of a sudden now Hercules has to be black?
I thought it was Samoan.
Same difference. He still looks black, motherfucker.
Same difference.
That, sure. He talked it all that shit and he just left.
What? Who left?
The Rock, he took it all that shit and just left. So he tried to run and left.
That's who I thought was going to show up tonight.
Yeah. But nope.
Because, you know, he does got that movie coming out.
Yeah, but not being show up.
Instead, we get a boring promo from The Miz.
Really? Really? Really?
Slap him right now, Havoc. Just get it over with.
Yeah. Motherfucker, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. A fucking book.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's a really heavy book.
Yeah. He just Facebooked you.
He just Facebooked you, really?
Yeah, man. I've seen that on a picture before. I'm sorry, I'm not original. I steal photos.
No, 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 that's Angel.
He steals way too many photos.
It's so true. Steals photos, steals all the memes, and then posts all the fucking same memes over and over again.
You know, like...
He
kept saying he got some bad news. Well, he ended up with his own bad news.
Oh, fuck was that?
Are you chasing a female through the forest by chance?
He just might be. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're doing another remake of Amityville.
God damn, dude, there's a million of those.
But, I mean, that's the damn truth.
I mean, I did like the one with Ryan Reynolds in it, though, and then, like, the old one.
Yeah, the old one was good. And, the you know, the one with Reynolds in it was good, but, they don't need
but they really don't need another one for fuck's sake, man. Stop it.
I mean, there's already 11 fucking Amityville horror movies out already as it is.
Holy shit. Is that true?
Luckily.
Is it really 11?
Yeah. Amityville Horror, Amityville 2 The Possession, Amityville 3D, Amityville 4 The Evil Escape, Amityville Curse, Amityville It's About Time, Amityville New Generation, Amityville Dollhouse, Amityville Horror 75 Remake, Amityville Haunting, 2011, and then the Amityville Asylum, which came out last year.
Holy shit. Angel left.
Yes, he did, because of the fact, we kept doing the whole remake back in his race.
Why can't he say bye? Why does he have to hang up the phone?
I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
He's Puerto Rican.
God damn.
And of course, like I said, they're working on another one to come up this year.
Oh, joy.
Don't need it. Okay, yeah, it's coming out in 2015. I don't understand why they need another one of them.
Because 11 isn't enough.
Yeah, they need 12. How about that? It's going to star a shitload of fucking Disney characters.
What?
Yeah, man, Bella Thorne from fucking Disney. Cameron Mahagan, whatever the fuck his name is, probably from fucking Disney as well.
Wait, you don't actually know they're from Disney? You're just guessing?
Well, Bella Thorne is definitely from Disney, from Shake It Up.
Which one's that, the redhead?
Yep. She's definitely fine as fuck too.
The other one ain't bad either. She old enough yet?
Zendaya, she's still 17.
Still 17, huh?
Yeah, Zendaya turns, I believe, 18 in September.
Oh, there you go.
And Bella Thorne. Is still 16.
I thought they were the same age.
She'll be 17 in October. Got some bitch named Taylor Littler. Something that looks like might be German. Oh, she was a portal. Oh, she was a portal. That's up, Melissa and Joey. What
the fuck is that?
Hey, that was that stupid TV show with, like, Melissa Joan Hart and that other dude. You know, like, 2010.
But yeah, I do not remember that.
Melissa Joan Hart and, Joseph Lawrence.
All I could think of was Clarissa Explains It All.
McKenna Grace would be a part of this. Some little fucking minor bitch.
Some little minor bitch.
Sort of instant mom. Crash and Bernstein. She's
what, that black
Disney.
Chick that's in that show?
She's white.
There's a white person in that show?
Yes.
I must have missed that.
She's like, there's a white person in that show?
I don't remember seeing any white people on that show. I only saw like a few episodes.
Yeah, she was part of Crash and Bernstein as well, like I said. Which that was definitely Disney. Let's see. Cameron motherfucker. Where the fuck did he come from?
So they're going to put all these people in a movie and they're going to kill them all.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's wrong with me. Oh. They can leave Bella Thorne so that way she can actually, you know, become legal one day.
It's a fucking movie, man. She's not really dying.
Let's see. But yeah, we got all these damn people in it. I don't understand why they need to make another fucking one.
Who knows?
They really need to leave all these fucking movies alone. You're gonna take somebody and kill them. You can take them all. You can take out all the fucking emos that are in all emos chat. And just throw them into the house.
Yeah, why can't people just stop going to the movies so they can stop making remakes?
That too. You don't need any more fucking remakes.
You know, people only go to the fucking movies to bootleg it and put it on the internet.
Pretty much, yeah. Damn it, Facebook, stop recommending Clip Circus to me. I don't like those fucking faggots.
Man, you see them dudes commenting all over the people that we're friends with shit. I'm like, God damn it, not this idiot again.
Yeah, right. I do not like them, nor will I ever like them.
I do not like them, Sam, I am.
Of course, I called out one fucking recommended page of Cliff Circus and no one pops the fuck up.
They don't even make any fucking music. They just make noise.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So they made it lucky and they got people that can design things for themselves. So that's why everybody loves them, because they get free shit. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still a moron.
Pretty much. Let's see. Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Let's see, they just got to ship out my shirt yet.
Oh, yeah, what shirt's that?
The one I made on, Spencer.
Oh, that's right. On what? On Spencer's.
Yep.
Well, what did you design exactly?
I went with the, one with the hand.
And how much did that cost?
For one shirt,
$30. $30?
Yeah.
Damn. It better come out good then. Shit.
Hell yeah, it better come out good. If not, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to get my money back.
It could end up like the one time I got some shirts made and all it ended up being was some fucking stickers and shit pressed onto my shirt.
That better not happen.
Like, it was like a screenshot type shit, and then it was like, you know, ironed on and whatnot.
Wow, that just sounds absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it really was a waste of money. but we thought we wanted to make some merchandise, so we did. You know, that's what we did.
And it came out like that.
Although, like, years later, man, the dude was still rocking his T-shirt.
What the fuck?
Hey.
I don't even have an account up on fucking Spencer's. Let's find out. I do not have an account there. Oh, well. Order status.
When did you order it?
Last Friday.
Oh. Well, maybe you'll be here before the 4th of July.
Estimated delivery date, July 14th.
Damn.
And I ordered and I fucking did that shit on the 30th.
Where the fuck is Spencer's at?
The main store. Hondo.
How's it gonna take so damn long?
I don't know. Well, apparently the first, well, I don't know where they made their shit at, but the very first Spencer's opened up in fucking New Jersey.
Well, I highly doubt that's there.
Let's see. Its first store opened in 1963. In the Cherry Hill Mall in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Well, we continue to operate. So, I mean, the fucking factory's in Jersey now, or what the fuck?
If that's the case, it'll take that long to get to.
If that's the case, man, like, if the factory's in fucking Jersey, I'm in Connecticut. It shouldn't take that long to get here at all.
Exactly. Like how I have things come out of New York to me, man. It doesn't take that long. It takes a couple days, maybe a week or so.
Yeah. Hondo. It's been shipped.
Yeah, well, now you just wait.
Yeah, maybe he'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I'll be close, man. Fuck it, I ordered, let's see. That fucking speaker from Spencer's, and I take that long to get here.
A speaker?
Yeah, it's like a Bluetooth speaker.
Huh.
I mean, shit, for fucking $10, that's not that, that ain't that bad. When I get paid again, maybe I'll go to Spencer's and I'll buy me the fucking Bluetooth, headphones.
Ooh. Fancy.
And that way I can walk around my house with the music and I can, you know,
ignore my house.
Yeah, ignore my mother.
Well, don't you already do that?
Well, yeah. The way music could be so much better.
Well, put a fucking radio on and listen to some music.
Yeah, but it'd be so much better with the speakers or the headphones.
It'd be better if you're disturbing your neighbors.
That too. Fortunately for me, my neighbors are moving.
Jeez, you ran them out of the house.
Yep.
They're like that crazy bastard next door that feeds all the wildlife. You gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because next, I just might feed them to the wildlife.
That wildlife might just take their chances and try to eat them and sit while they're there. The fucking bear that's just chilling back here.
Yeah, well, the bear hasn't. So the bear hasn't been seen in a long, long time.
You probably killed it.
No, I didn't kill the bear. It ran. The cops chased it.
The cops chased it. What the hell are they chasing the bear for? It's because he's black, isn't it?
Probably is, yeah. I believe a few other rednecks with their fucking shotguns were going after chasing after it too.
Jeez, it's an all-out gang war over there over a bear.
Yeah, cops, rednecks, and a bear.
Yeah, the black bear.
I like the fact that I tried looking up Zendaya's hit size on Boopedia and
really?
Nothing.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow. They're clearly not that big. Nor should you even be looking that up. She's not even legal.
Man, I was curious.
We'll be curious when she's legal.
Yeah, which is in a couple months.
Jeez.
Oh, bud. Let's see here. Apparently, she's going to be part of a whole new show coming out next year. KC Undercover. She has her own album out.
No shit.
Called Zendaya.
Wow, that's original.
Yeah, she named it after herself.
See that? She's like, what should I call this album? Oh, fuck it, I'll just put my name on it.
Yeah. There's a song called Replay on it.
I know that song.
And his belts don't have a fucking album out. Let's find out.
I sure hope not. I don't remember her songs being too good.
She does this. She has a new album called, and it's called Call It Whatever.
See that? Neither one of them can come up with a name.
Let's see, it was released on May 9th. Oh, no, May 14th.
Not that it really matters.
No. And so I think Selena Gomez needs a new fucking album.
Why? Do you have the other one?
Oh.
Say no.
I think so. Oh no. Selena Gomez. How about
you
the fact that I type Selena Gomez on Boobopedia? All I get is Busty Heart. List,
man,
of Latino...
Again, man, what the hell has that got to do with music? What are you doing?
Man, I'm sure we all want to know what Selena Gomez size is.
Jeez, man, you are obsessed with that website.
Yeah, it comes in handy.
How?
Because you get
to learn. In case you're ever on Jeopardy and they ask you about celebrities' tit sizes.
Man, if that was ever to happen, I'd be in heaven.
Like, really, why else would anybody need to know this information?
I'm just curious about how big her fucking tits are.
Unless you're like her boyfriend or something.
You know what, I'm going to comment on this picture right here. Damn it.
Of what?
God damn it.
Okay.
No, because, WWE was mentioned in a post. Bo Dallas, WWE Universe. I was going to comment. Bo, leave.
That's what I said to Angel whenever he posted in his group. I'm back.
Some Japanese person decided to say, Bo Dallas is Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
So is that dude supposed to be like a face or a heel?
I don't know what the fuck he's supposed to be.
Because he's out there always, you know, making fun of people in a very strange way.
Yeah, I noticed.
I bet you he's going to be in that battle royal.
You don't need to be there.
I don't know why we need another battle royal for a new champion. I hate when they fucking do this shit.
Oh, bud.
They did the same thing for the U.S. title.
Yeah, right? Like, we don't need all these damn fucking battle royals.
Like, they thought it was clever because it's called Battleground. Battle Royal.
No. Oh, it seems like I'm the one who put the, how many did I put? Which was, I said, I wish you would bow away.
Okay.
Victoria Franklin. Oh, so someone's just in. I can't promise you the world, but I can promise you this. I will buy you tacos. and touch your butt. Oh, bitch, where's my tacos, and why didn't you touch my ass?
Man, I've already seen that before. Long time ago.
Oh, she's just now posting it up again.
Damn it, Victoria. You're slow as a motherfucker.
And isn't she a witch?
Yes. How she was like, I got the network. And then her boyfriend commented, yeah, because I gave you my screen name and password. And then I said, owned by the boyfriend.
Man, she's so far behind with that shit. We've been having it.
I'm just saying, man, like, she was bragging about it, and then her boyfriend shut her down because he's the one that pays for it and whatnot.
Oh, man. When the fuck did this all happen?
I'm guessing on Sunday, like before the pay-per-view. Maybe. I don't know. Sometime.
You know what we should do? We should lock her in a room with the fucking Bo Dallas. See what happens.
She probably already does that.
I hear
probably
you.
Got all those. What?
June 29th. I got the network. Hey. Let's see, she goes, so happy I could watch it. I could watch it anywhere. I know, that shit, right? Matthew Malone. I mean, I got the network. I just gave you my username and password. Get OG, owned by the boyfriend. I think someone should come on there and say, and just tell her to stop being a fucking mooch.
Go ahead. Tell her to stop being a mooch.
Look, why it'd be funny, because technically she's mooching off of him.
Is it really mooching if they're dating?
Well, depends on if she's just using him for the money.
She's just using him for the network.
And once the network crashes, it'll break up.
Well, damn.
Let's see, Selena Gomez, I forgot to look up to see if you have a new album coming out or not. Damn it, I don't want her fucking filmography. Fuck out of here. Tell me to fucking look for her fucking movies. I don't want to look at her movies. I don't care if she was on Barney. Okay, 14 episodes.
But do you care that Barney was black?
Well, I mean, we all picked that one already since he was in a purple suit anyways.
Really?
Yes, really. Let's see. So apparently she only has one album out. What the fuck? That makes no sense. Okay, then that's her first album solo that she put out. Woo. Oh, look, Hotel Transylvania 2 is coming out next year. Everyone Gilgit's gonna end up watching that.
What?
Hotel Transylvania 2.
No.
Actually, wasn't that bad of a movie.
Nope. I don't care.
The only reason I watched it is because Selena Gomez was yeah, voice acting in it.
he only watched it because he wanted to hear her voice.
Yep, pretty much.
But yeah, you have fun go hearing her voice and looking up her boobies. We'll be back tomorrow.
Peace.